And now a brief update as we continue to track the fallout from Janet Jackson's Nipplegate incident. On May 18th, the Senate voted unanimously for a bill that would significantly raise FCC fines for offending broadcasters. Tenfold, to be exact. The maximum is now $32,500 per offense, a figure that would increase to $325,000 if the bill is signed into law. Now the bill is headed to the House, and many predict that this version stands the best chance of making it to the president's desk. I asked Kansas Republican Sam Brownback, who authored the Senate bill, whether it's true that 2 years post-Janet, Congress just needs something to take back to constituents.
I don't think that's true. This is something that's been percolating around the system for a long time. It passed the last Congress, 98-1. The problem hasn't gone away. It keeps growing, but it has had a lot of dedicated subsurface opposition, and that's really slowed the process.
The FCC ruled pretty much that while I can't talk about my excretory functions without putting WNYC and our affiliate stations at risk, I can call somebody a dickhead with impunity. Now, isn't that kind of arbitrary for meting out $300,000 fines?
Like any process that has some judgment involved, there is a subjectivity in some degree. But they tried to set, and they did set, as objective standards as they can. And they are trying to send a message to the industry of, please, if you're going to use this license, you've agreed to a certain standard. And I think most people believe that the culture has substantially coarsened, and it's been moved along by television and radio, and they don't agree with that.
If this bill is signed into law by the president, will you stop here, or will you attempt perhaps to get similar regulation for cable, satellite, internet, and the various other channels that content can come into people's homes?
Well, the Supreme Court has determined that we cannot address the issues on cable because it is different. Now, they said that at a time when there wasn't the level of penetration of cable across the country, and it may be so pervasive now that they allow it. But most of those issues are dealt with on a community basis, based upon a community standard of decency. And I do think you're probably going to start to see more communities step up, taking back some of their culture on this basis that's allowed for by the court on community standards.
Okay, Senator, thank you very much.
Thank you. Y'all take care.
Sam Brownback is Republican Senator from Kansas.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.